Booker T said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." We can see in America today that America has upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate what God has called, not sin, my friends, but an abomination through homosexual marriage on television.
You know, nothing makes God happier than when two people, any two people, come together in love. Friends?
If it's not the homosexuals trying to convince the American people that everyone is so happy and accepting of their abominable life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because you got to remember sin is moral, not physical, well, then it's Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian, being burned at the cross. By the way, this is what they do to heretics. Gotta wonder what her daddy, the preacher's thinking right now. We also seen the little hypocrite Beyonce, another self-professed Christian, showing the world what she has got. And of course, she did it all without shame. Friends, you do need to know that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And do remember that Jesus said that many would come in my name and shall deceive many. The answer to their delusions is, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, friends. Be wise. Be not deceived. We also see Madonna, you know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. Well, she was also recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Pretty weird. Why all of these immoralities, my friends? It is as if someone is trying to push a message through these musicians, is it not? Does it not strike you that these debased individuals are promoting what the government is attempting to pass through new legislation? To say things are getting a little weird is to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature. And what we see is them that are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls, worship him, and that with a whore's forehead. Matthew 4:9. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. These are the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. As John Adams, the second president, rightly said, decadence follows luxury. And decadence defined means a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. So here's my point to all of this debasedness. Does it not strike you that they, the supposed musicians here, do that which is illegal and unlawful on stage only to promote the next agenda that this government attempts to pass as new legislation? For example, gun control measures, marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, Satanism, evolution, fornication, and the such. I have to ask, who's doing the legislating? The musicians or the government? It is as if someone behind the scenes is pushing all of this, and I'm not being facetious, this is exactly what they are attempting to do, push unlawful legislation on the people. Listen to what Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which has become one of the most profitable and influential television networks of all time, he stated, "The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them."
A poor player.
What about recording artist Marilyn Manson? He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. To lure people in, he said, once we got them, we can give them our message." Or what of guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave? He said on Rage TV, "We are able to seduce some people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message." Or take a look at a neurologist, Dr. Richard Pellegrino, as he was quoted insane in January 23rd of 1999, take it from a brain guy. "In 25 years of working with the brain, I still can't affect a person's state of mind the way that one simple song can." So again, friends, I ask you, when Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation, I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people," was he right? Yes, he was. And that with the help of fools that help destroy civilizations.
Should be up in 5, 4,
3, 2, 1. Here
we
go.
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God, or the truth of the Christian religion, or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if at any time you want to give us a call, please do. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do that as well. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Brand new facelift, friends. Go ahead, check it out. That's a brand new page. That's who we are, what it is, what we've been doing for the last 30 years in ministry. Radio has been about 25 years. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, 8 to 10 articles every day given from distributors across the country that are actually in this culture war, as the Sons of Issachar knew the times. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Everything you need to know is right on that page. beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page as well. Social media platforms, and one more time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Now, we're talking about the slough, friends, of Hollywood. And yesterday I got onto the show and I said, you know what, we need to build up from this point, because we were making reference to Jeremiah chapter 1, where the Lord appointed him to tear down and to basically pull everything down that wasn't the Lord and reestablish and build upon it. That is the system of the Lord. It truly is, in every sense of the word. But with that, we were talking about who we are, where we came from. I wanted to take it into another level, a different category, and that would be that of Hollywood. I mean, if you look at Hollywood, friends, isn't it rather hypocritical to anybody that there's so many actors that are a part of the moral decline of this country, that once it starts to decline, those that were contributing to the decline of the country, they wanted to go ahead and get out of, you know, the state, California. I think Stallone did. I think Soros did. I mean, a whole list of them. And the bottom line is, again, friends, they add to the destruction of who we are as a people. And then once they see the fruit of Galatians 6, 7, and 8, they want to get out of Dodge. And then they want to go bring their slough and their immoralities other places throughout the country. And when, in fact, this is not out of school, this is in school. It's interesting how other parts of the country don't want those people coming in to do what they did to California, to their particular states. And rightfully so. I mean, because they understand that it's a law unto themselves concerning reaping and sowing and reaping. It's just that simple, right? Well, when I look at Hollywood, it's amazing to me. Because, and I'm going to go through as much as I possibly can in the next hour. And remember, this is the fastest hour on national radio. I'm going to do the best that I can to give you an understanding that this is not who we are, the way that they've revised us all to believe that this is who we are, especially the younger generations, because they don't know any difference. Everything changed back in the 60s, but it started a little by little before that. Let me say it this way. John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, again said, rightly stating and making the point, decadence follows luxury. And if you look at Deuteronomy 6:10, the American people took the bait and they forgot the Lord in their prosperity. And this is what happens when we do that. Okay, so what we're doing is going back to the old past, laying out a foundation again in righting the wrongs by building. Let me go back to the 90s, the end of the 90s, maybe even early 2000s. Do you remember that movie, The Passion of the Christ? Yeah, we seen it in Kansas City. And what was interesting is when we seen the movie, The Passion of the Christ, okay? Remember Mel Gibson? Remember Mel Gibson couldn't receive a penny from Hollywood, from the producers or the theater companies to actually promote his movie, or the movie companies? He couldn't find anybody to support him. So he had to write out a personal check to create the movie, The Passion of the Christ. And what's interesting, folks, is after he did that, boy, oh boy, did Hollywood kick themselves in the pants in a big way, because The Passion of the Christ, after 5 days of that movie being out, it was the number one independent film ever in the history of mankind. After 5 days, that movie made $125 million. Passion of the Christ. It's also interesting to note that after 7 days, The Passion of the Christ, folks, showing you that people are hungry for the light of the world, they're hungry for the bread of life, John 6:35, they're hungry for the truth, church, they're hungry for the truth, Christians. After 7 days, that movie made $144.6 million. After that movie went overseas, it became the number one independent film ever made in the history of mankind. Oh, I wanted to tell you this. In America, when we seen it in Kansas City, we noticed that they had these little signs on the window that the kids, the young people, before they could actually go in to see the movie, they had to get parental approval. Isn't that interesting? The Passion of the Christ, it stated, is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. Friends, freedom anywhere, there's always going to be a sacrifice, okay? There's graphic depictions of brutality to show people the price that's been paid. That's the reason for blood. That's why the Bible talks about the blood of Christ over 440 times, or a type of Christ, okay? Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. How did he do that? He did that through the shedding of his blood, Hebrews 9:22. But again, the sign on the building stated, The Passion of the Christ is rated R and contains graphic depictions of brutality. It's spoken in Aramaic and Latin with English subtitles so we could understand what was being talked about, right? They left it in its natural dialect. AMC, the movie theater that was playing The Passion of the Christ that had the sign on the window, strongly advises parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to go in and see the movie The Passion of the Christ. It's the most important thing our children can see. And yet Hollywood, in their hypocrisy, do as I say, but don't do as I do, wanted to make sure the parents understood what their kids were going to go in and witness concerning the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Well, explain it to them. They'll be happy you did. But isn't it interesting that when you look at movies that Hollywood sells, I mean, for example, you've got movies like The Passion of the Christ, rated R. You know, they have a warning sign on it. Never seen that in all my life, by the way. outside of a rated X adult store, as if to suggest we grow up to be immoral rather than grow up in Christ, in Him who is moral, in the standard of purity and holiness and righteousness, right? Which is the gifts of the Spirit, Ephesians 5:9. I'm going to come right back to this topic, folks. It's important you hang in there and listen. We're building up as we're tearing down, and we're building up as we're tearing down, as we're building up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
Hi, this is Brian Fisher. I'm the host of the Focal Point Radio program on the American Family Radio Talk Network. And Bradley, I just want to thank you for inviting me to be a guest on your program. I want to thank you for being a guest on my program. You're fighting a good fight. You're fighting for liberty and for truth. Keep it up, my friend, and God bless you.
BBSRadio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. Thomas Jefferson's letter to the Danbury Baptist Association, January 1st, 1802. "The First Amendment has erected a wall of separation between church and state and barring the government from what it's attempting to do today." To prove that point, President Thomas Jefferson was president of the United States of America, as well as public schools in Washington, D.C. The two books that he made mandatory were Watts Hymnals and the Bible. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. It's a little cold and rainy here in the state of Minnesota. We're almost on the verge of transitioning into Minnesota, and that's no joke. We're talking about Hollywood, and we're talking about the hypocrisies of Hollywood, and I'm highlighting right now how there was a sign for the movie before entering in, warning the parents about the Passion of the Christ, okay? And it's stated on there, I'm just going to go to the second part of that, AMC, that's the movie theater owners, strongly advise parents to learn more about the film before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to enter into a movie theater. And I stated during the end of the last segment, I've never seen that outside of a rated X store in downtown Minneapolis, right? I mean, look at this stuff there. Everything the Lord told us not to do through his commandments, not suggestions, Hollywood does. And if people would, by the way, that's a side note, but people would pay attention to the fact that who owns, in question, Hollywood in the movie the industry as a whole, you have to ask the question, who is polluting the waters? I want to tell you who's polluting the waters. The Zionists, the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, the ones that Donald Trump is promoting right now. That's who owns Hollywood. That's who's promoting everything that the Lord told them not to promote is what they're promoting. This is why they've lost the narrative. But let's go on from the Passion of the Christ, okay? Remember the warning sign. I just highlighted the fact during the end of the last segment that there was a warning sign on the Passion of the Christ for sequences of violence. It was rated R, okay? There's also another movie playing at that same theater during that same time. It was called Monster. Strong violence, sexual content, and pervasive language. Yet, there was no warning sign. That was rated R. Whoa. Matthew 23, verse 3 comes to my aid. What about the movie Calendar Girls? That was also playing at the same time as The Passion of the Christ. Okay, yet again, nudity, language, drug-related material, yet there was no warning sign. That was PG-13. That's all. No big deal. Anybody can watch this, folks. Right? Say they. There was also one more movie called 21 Grams. Jeez, I wonder what that movie's about. Right? Language, sexuality, violence, and drug use. And guess what, friends? There was no warning sign for the parents telling them what their children are about to view. Now, going back to our forefathers who established what it is that we have today, we have the longest standing constitution in modern history. We're almost on the verge of 250 years. Samuel Adams, a son of liberty, said, well, the people are virtuous. They're adhered to the Christ. They're submitted to the Christ. They're clothed with the Christ. They cannot be subdued. But when once they lose their virtue, you can demoralize them, I'm adding. They will be ready, said Samuel Adams, to surrender their liberties to the first external or internal invader. Is that what's going on? How many times have I said on this show, if I can demoralize you and your children, I can control you? That's what the big push for demoralization is all about. Okay, it went from thou shalt not, the Lord gave his law because he loves, not because he hates. And in 1968, it went from that where the church's watch was to vet all the movies that were released on the American people. When they forfeited their watch, they said no to the Lord. They gave way to the devil who comes in and now establishes, no, go ahead and do whatever you want to do. Okay, I want to tell you what the sign should have stated on the AMC doors before walking into that movie theater to see The Passion of the Christ. And when I do high school assemblies or colleges, I'll ask the young people, what are your thoughts about this? AMC and filmmaking hypocrites, do as I say but don't do as I do, advise parents to learn more about the film industry before deciding if it's appropriate for their children to even enter into a movie theater. What do you think of that? Well, as Christians, we should already know that. I mean, the scripture is clear over and over. Consecration, being set apart, not to be conformed to the world. Again, all things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Friendship with the world is enmity with God. Come out from among them. And I'm thinking of James 4:4 and 2 Corinthians 6, starting in verse 14 to the end of the chapter. I want to show you something. Because this is, again, how they're deceiving the American people. Remember how I was telling you during the first segment how people are hungry for the Christ? They're hungry for Jesus Christ himself, the light of the world, the life of the world. You know, the one that delivers men from their sins. Matthew 1:21. Did you know that G-rated films are far better at the box office than R-rated films are? But they have the American people convinced that R-rated films do better than G-rated films. Nonsense. You're being lied to. R-rated films are released 12 times more than G-rated films. You tell me what that's all about. It's about demoralization again. G-rated films make an average of $92.3 million on average. R-rated films make an average of $17.9 million. Is it about the money? Absolutely not. So now let me go back just a little bit into 1946, because I told you things really changed in 1968, but let's go let's go another decade before that, okay? Let's go back to 1946. Did you know that production movie code of Motion Pictures of America? Did you know, and to prove my point, that you could not even say the words nuts to you? You could not say the word dang. You could not say the word lousy or jerk during a movie. Here's a huge kicker right here, because it brings you in hold with the prophets. The Bible says, you believe the prophets, you shall be established, right? Did you know that in 1946, that if a crime was committed during a movie, did you know that the criminal had to be punished for his crime? Did you hear what I said? He had to be punished for his crime. Now what do we see? We see them advocate for the crime as a lifestyle that needs to be picked up by the up-and-coming generations. Isn't that right? Oh, by the way, do you guys all know the movie, It's a Wonderful Life? There's a documentary with that movie. I love the documentaries in many cases, even more so than true stories, because it really kind of dissects, it deciphers what it is that we need to know concerning the story, or the back end of the story concerning the story that they just got done telling us. I love those. I really do, because it's always found in the details. And a lot of times those nuggets will come out when you start to dissect through documentaries. Okay. But It's a Wonderful Life had a documentary on it. And did you know, concerning the point, if a crime is committed during a movie, the criminal had to be punished for his crime? Let me tell you this. It's a Wonderful Life. Because Potter, remember Potter? He was not judged after stealing Bailey's money in the bank. Remember, he never returned it. Capra, the movie director, he received more mail complaining about that than any other topic in his career. That's what America used to be like. A criminal had to be brought to justice. See, because they understood then, friends, the price paid for our freedoms. They also understood what James Madison told us when I was talking about this yesterday, that the end of our government is justice. And that's why we see it on the building in Washington, D.C., above the heads of those black-robed tyrants. And that's exactly what they are, because they're bureaucrats and they're unelected by the people. They're put there to lead the people about, as if to suggest that now they are God in the place of God. Did you guys know that, as a matter of fact, Article 3, Section 3, did you know that judges sit during good behavior? And if they don't sit during good behavior, they're to be impeached and prosecuted just like the rest of them, from the top to the bottom in every branch of government. It's their job to execute the laws faithfully, Article 2, Section 3. It's their job, a judge's job throughout the United States of America, from the top to the bottom, is to discover common law, God's law, condemning the wicked and justifying the righteous, which is found in Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. They're not supposed to play the activist. They're not supposed to legislate. When they do that, friends, they're showing you that they think they're a law unto themselves and that they're demigods. I want to tell you this, and I've told you this before, but I want to say it again. I told you from the foundation, in the very beginning days of radio, concerning this ministry, the foundations of this ministry, that what we're seeing through the United States of America is people adhering to what the Supreme Court says, regardless of if it aligns to the laws or it lines itself with God's laws or not, okay? And I said what they're doing is they're acting out arbitrarily. They're doing whatever they're wanting to do, suggesting unto you that they, again, are above the law. No, folks. That's tyranny. That's the definition of tyranny. That's a despot. They think that they're all-encompassing. They're the embodiment of power. Again, we're to look at them as to suggest that whatever you say goes. Nonsense. They're not the final arbiters, people. Not in any sense of the word is. The God that gave us our rights and his government, which is to be established in this earth, folks, as it is in heaven, he's the one that decides that. And every Christian should know just that. Remember what it says above the Supreme Court? Their heads. You all know, all of you that listen to me on a daily basis, justice guards our liberties. And we knew that all the way up until the 1960s in this country. Is that the outcome that you're seeing today? Nope. That falls back to the people who are the law and the government in this country. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
A test of a Christian character is what he does after he comes to the blockade in the road, and what his attitude is after everything has left him except Jesus. You will never know down here that Christ is all you need until Christ is all you have left. You will never be able to tell the world for sure what he will do in a crisis unless you learn to live in crisis. Lester Roloff. President Franklin Pierce was right when he stated that the storm of frenzy and faction must inevitably dash itself in vain against the unshaken rock of the Constitution. How right he is. President James Knox Polk said, "One great object of the Constitution in conferring upon the president a qualified negative upon the legislation of Congress was to protect minorities from injustice and oppression by majorities."
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Crazy how people hate to learn. You know, folks, you know, it's interesting. When I first started sonsoflibertymedia.com, this is 10, 11, 12 years ago now. When we first started the website, I had shared with Tim, the editor from Sons of Liberty, also the show host from Sons of Liberty Morning Show, I'd highlighted the fact that I want to make sure that we can put a victory on every day on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to show people the victory. That's what I told Tim. He said, "Bradley, people don't care." He's exactly right. Folks, you live in a system that is so enraptured with being entertained, they don't care about anything else. I am telling you easily, friends, that is a mass majority of the American people. They want to be entertained. Proving the point, line upon line, precept upon precept, it's interesting that when you look at, remember the Caesar back in the day. Remember the movie, speaking of movies, do you remember that movie back in the 1990s? I don't know what year it was, but I remember watching. It was The Gladiator. And do you remember how the Caesar entertained the people? What did he do, people? Question mark. What did he do? How did he entertain the people? He gave them bread and a circus. What do you see in America today? It's also interesting to note how people that are giving the people by entertaining them bread in a circus, you know what they're saying behind your backs? How easily they are controlled. It's exactly right. I see it all day long. I can see it online right now, friends. The minute I start talking about planting and giving people the answers and laying them as the responsible party to bring about the answers, friends, you got to understand what I'm seeing here. They don't want that. They want somebody else to do it for them. People say, well, that's judgmental. On who? If you fail to bring judgment upon the heads of the wicked, that's going to come back on you. I'm trying to prevent it. I'm not trying to procure it. But this is how backwards people are. They don't care about the truth. They don't want to take responsibility. And again, I'm telling you what I'm seeing right now. If I was talking about Charlie Kirk assassination and how they're leading the people by the nose, little by little by little, through the likes of Candace Owens and others that are there to control the opposition by leading it, and people haven't awakened to that yet, neither. It's interesting. If I talked about that, I'd have hundreds of people on my site right now, just on one channel, per channel I'm talking about. But because, again, it lays the responsibility to the people, they want to pick up stones and they want to stone you just like they did with Caleb and Joshua. Nothing's changed. It truly hasn't. But let me go back to that movie. Speaking of Gladiator, do you know that the Caesar said, give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, entertain them? The word tain from entertain, derive from, means to stop from entering in. So as long as I'm entertaining you, do you know that the powers that are tolerated rest in the fact, as long as they can entertain you, they also know they can control you? Because Caesar said, if I give men a piece of bread and a spectacle, I entertain them, I can do whatever I want to do with them. How far the American people have fallen from who they are in fact. You know, what's interesting is I got up on the site right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and before it's news.com. The Daily Wire happens to be Ben Shapiro's website. I remember some time ago, Denzel Washington, you know, the guy that in his movies, he's teaching young people how to murder. You know, the guy that teaches people how to fornicate. You know, the guy that teaches people how to steal and commit adultery and use drugs and drink. And the list goes on and on and on. You know, Denzel Washington. You know, it's interesting how the world loves to pull up guys like this. I'll pull up Chris Pratt for you in a moment as well. But Denzel Washington, according to the Daily Wire, Denzel advises crowd at Christian event to stay on their knees. He says, strength and leadership are a part of God's role for men. Oh, I don't want you to forget about this. Now we're going to tear down for a moment, because we're going to tear down the lies, just like Gideon was appointed by the Lord in Judges 6 to do just that. Tear down your father's altars, okay? We're not going to take this hypocrite for what he says. We're not going to take him for face value, okay? Remember, Denzel Washington was named by victims in P. Diddy's files. They seen him at parties. And do you remember rightly, friends, this Christian man, saith he, that wants to tell us all to stay on our knees for strength and leadership as a part of God's role for men, as he teaches men to do what the devil does, John 8:44, Matthew 7:16-20. He was the one that was named by victims as one of the perpetrators in the file committing crimes against children. Do you remember shortly after, friends, that Denzel Washington, he had to make his ordainment and his baptism public, and you better bet your bottom dollar he paid for every word that was written to promote that, to distract the people from what he was responsible for doing? Yeah, that's kind of crazy how that works, isn't it? Honestly, it really is. It's embarrassing more than anything that would a church, namely the First Baptist Orlando in Florida, somehow or another thought it'd be a good idea to bring up a hypocrite like Denzel Washington and put him in the face of the young people and teach them to do as he says and not do what he teaches them to do on screen. Again, it's just the truth of the matter. It really, truly is. What about that other guy? You know, Chris Pratt? You know, this is the guy that professors get behind. Somehow or another, again, they don't take the time to know the difference. They don't pay attention to what he's actually doing on screen. They just take him for face value because they don't realize they're actors. And let me ask you, how can the act be apart from the actor? It can't. Hey, people, look at this. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. All glory to God with the picture of Chris Pratt praises God and his goodness amid backlash over social media posts. Oh, I bet he really just drew the line in the sand, didn't he, friends? No, he didn't draw the line in the sand, friends. He's a hypocrite just like the rest of them that are teaching your kids what the Lord condemns. Isn't it interesting? I got a brand new billboard going up, and what I put on it is, Christians don't advocate for what the Lord calls an abomination. If only the American people would take the time to read the Bible for themselves, they would perfectly understand, again, what Bradley Dean is trying to convey to them. But I'll tell you what, if you don't want to answer it in this life, you're going to answer it in the next.
Oh yeah,
you don't. And you're going to know within 5 minutes as to where you stand before the Lord, because if you're not covered in Christ and his blood and his righteousness, friends, that's been imputed unto you by him, and you don't live for him in this life, how do you expect to be a partaker of eternal life with the Father when you live like the devil on this earth? I'm just asking. Just a real simple question. America is filled with hypocrisy. And folks, it starts at the pulpit. It really does. Okay, and I'm putting myself in that category, but I'm telling you what category I'm not putting myself a part of is those that say something and don't practice what they preach. We do it, and then we preach about it, because that is the testimony, and that is the gift of prophecy. Paul said, I dare not do those things that Christ Jesus has not wrought through me. That means pounded in place by a hammer. In other words, if you don't have the testimony, you better shut your pie hole. For serious. That's what it means. Okay? So let me go back to Chris Pratt and just show you what I'm talking about concerning his hypocrisies, okay? Chris Pratt, somehow or another, has convinced the masses that he's a Christian, but it shows you the lack of Christianity on the behalf of the people that actually believe Chris was a Christian, okay? I want you to see what he did during a movie, Avengers Infinity War, forgive me. In 2018, this is the one that they believe is a Christian, and he was taking a lot of heat for standing up for Christ. This was for kids to enjoy, okay? This is a Marvel movie, and he's one of the principal actors. And again, I want you to listen carefully as to what Chris Pratt, the unchristian, says during this movie when preaching to the young people.
You want to tell me where she is? That's fine. I'll kill all three of you and I'll beat it out of Thanos myself, starting with you.
Wait, what? Thanos? All right, let me ask you this one time. What master do you serve?
What master do I serve? What am I supposed to say, Jesus?
I mean, is that incredible, guys? I mean, is that incredible? I mean, didn't Jesus say in Matthew 10:33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven? I mean, that is insane. What this guy's doing, if you look at Titus 1:16, is this. They profess they know God, but in works they deny him. And the Bible calls those people abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work they're reprobates. Reprobate defines out as those that are abandoned to their sin. Isn't that what we just witnessed? Isn't that what we just heard? Yep. Hey, folks, don't say, Bradley, look, you're judging them. No, I'm using the judge's word to righteously judge, which Jesus told us that Christians are to do in John 7:24. I am making distinction between the genuine and the counterfeit, just like the Lord taught us in Matthew 25, okay? The sheep's and the goats, the wheat's and the tare, the righteous from the unrighteous. Folks, the list goes on. Ezekiel 44:23. And I'm sure people are sick and tired of it. So am I. That's why I'm reading from heart. We're written epistles for all men to read. I am reading from heart the uncompromised, unadulterated word of God in the face of those that are compromised and folks in exposing their hypocrisies. And if you don't like that, the only reason you don't like that is because you're a part of their hypocrisies. And as I said yesterday, the only argument against the Word of God is what? An unholy lifestyle. Get over it. It's time for people in this country to repent. It's just that simple. Since we're talking about Hollywood, I wanted to see if there wasn't just a bit more that I needed to cover concerning those topics. And I think I have. Oh, no, I've covered them. Okay, I've covered them. So what I want to do is I got one more segment, and I'm going to come back. You guys all remember CeCe DeMille? Yeah, the director of the epic movie, The Ten Commandments. I want to show you the provisions of code of what you could do during a movie in the United States of America during the founding era all the way up until the late 60s. Because it's not at all what you see today. We'll be right back. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about Hollywood, the slough of mankind. Boy, the immorality. Folks, do you understand that Hollywood's been used to poison the morals of the people on a worldwide basis? You guys all remember the legendary filmmaker CeCe DeMille, Ten Commandments? He first came to California in the early 1900s. By the way, Hollywood used to be called Hollywood Land, and all that land out there was given away free to parishes and churches to build upon. Just wanted to let you know that's who we are, once again, right? But CeCe came to California in the 1900s. He settled in a small town that was said to be a Christian settlement that was given away, again, free land to anyone who was willing to build a place of worship. And that town had a picturesque name called Hollywood Land, which was later turned to Hollywood as we know it today. The movie production code was the set of industry censorship guidelines which governed the production of the vast majority of the United States motion pictures, released by major studios from the 1930s to the 1960s, namely 1968, as I said. The Motion Picture Producers and Distributors Association, acronym known as MPPDA, which has become the first Motion Picture Association of America, MPAA, adopted the code in the 1930s and began effectively enforcing it in 1934 and abandoned it in 1968. That's when the church said, we don't want responsibility, okay? It's not the church. Again, the unchristians. In favor of a subsequent MPAA film rating system. Now, I want you to listen to this. The production code enumerated three general principles as follows. No picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards, anything less than Christ, or the law of God, which Christ came to fulfill, moral, make distinction between that and ceremonial, read Matthew 5:17. But no picture shall be produced that will lower the moral standards of those who see it. Hence, the sympathy of the audience should never be thrown into the side of crime, wrongdoing, evil, or sin. That's all that's promoted today. The correct standards of life, subject only to the requirements of drama and entertainment, shall be presented. Law, natural or human, shall not be ridiculed, nor shall sympathy be created for its violation. Folks, you live in a society right now. As a matter of fact, if you look at, again, case in point, you're looking at what's going on in modern-day Israel. Ben Netanyahu, Mikulski, is going around playing the victim when, in fact, the world is crying out. He's not the victim. He is the perpetrator. We just seen a CIA whistleblower this morning say he used to love modern-day Israel and thought that they were a special people until they started acting like the Nazis. Remember what Goebbels said. Accuse others of what you're guilty of. That's exactly what they're doing. What are they doing in the movies? The exact same thing. What are they making all these movies of these kids that are being bullied for being wanting to be a girl, or a girl wanting to be a boy, or a boy that wants to be a girl? Our laws condemn all of that. But they're making movies to what? Erode law. That's why people have to understand what's going on, only to find out, just like I said about Mikulski, it's not about them being the victim. It's about them being the perpetrators. Just go ahead and look at their fruit and judge them in such a way. So when we look at the provisions of the code of America, not China, not Russia, not France, not the UK, not in some other country that has been demoralized and Europeanized, friends. I'm talking about who we are, okay? In America, the provisions of the code, did you know that nakedness and suggestive dances were prohibited? You couldn't have that in a movie in America. You could not ridicule Christianity. It was forbidden. And ministers of Christianity were not to be represented as cosmic or comic characters or villains. I'm just going to take this slow. I'm going to slow my roll. You could not depict or bring forth the depiction of illegal drug use in a movie in America. That was completely forbidden. And if it was put in a position where you would see it, it was condemned by law, which was the sense of justice and judgment that we have in our hearts, okay? That in many ways we've lost that because we've allowed the Supreme Court through an oligarchy, that means where few rule over many, when they dictated what the church could do concerning prayer and the Ten Commandments, which, by the way, we've never lost that right. I've never, ever one time submitted to their tyrannical rule a day in my life. I promise you that, and I never will. I'm not in the business of denying Christ because some lesbian that's been appointed by Barack Obama wants to advocate which God calls an abomination. Not going to be a part of that. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, Leviticus 18, 22. Not going to be a part of that, folks. But the church submitted to the Supreme Court back in the 1960s when they said, you know, we got to get rid of this. Yep. And once they got rid of the law, what did they do? As Spurgeon said, they lowered the law, they dimmed the light by which man perceived his own guilt. So if there is no law, then there's no transgressions. Romans 4:15 says just that. And if there's no law, then no crime is committed. If I'm driving down the highway and I'm going 115 miles an hour and a cop pulls me over and he's looking around for the law that condemns the crime and he can't find it, how is he going to condemn the man that was going 115 miles an hour if there was no law posted? That's what the American church did back in the 60s, America. And again, that's why you have so many mushroom converts that need to be converted every single week, because they've never been converted, because the law was never the schoolmaster to bring about repentance in driving them to the cross of the Christ where the law could do no more. They understood none of that, and they understand none of that today. They've been brainwashed. They've been indoctrinated to believe something that's completely untrue. Let me keep going on here. You could not bring forth the depiction of illegal drugs. As I said, it was forbidden, as well as the use of liquor. Anybody wonder why you see liquor being sold to the people by the actors concerning every single show or movie that's out there today? Because that is the god of the vine. It's called Bacchus. You know why they sell that? Because they want you to go to the liquor store and they want you to drink up so you can numb who you are up in the sense of doing things that you would not otherwise do. That is, in fact, the very reason it's sold to you like that. Commercial after commercial, billboard after billboard. What is it? It's Bacchus. It's the god of the vine. The Lord condemns that. You could not use liquor when not required by the plot or for proper characterization. In other words, it had to be condemned. In a movie in America, methods of crime, safe cracking, arson, smuggling, they were not to be explicitly presented. Reference to alleged sex perversion such as homosexuality, venereal disease were forbidden, as was the depictions of childbirth. That's how strict they were. The language section in movies in America till 1968 banned various words and phrases that were considered to be offensive. Hey, folks, how do kids learn how to commit the crime today? They turn the television on. They listen to their favorite rap artist who's been appointed by the CIA to do the exact things that they're doing today. That is a fact. Hollywood's teaching them how to commit the crime. And when the crime is committed, you have the courts. What's the first thing they do? They throw them in jail because people don't understand. It's a moneymaker, $64 billion a year to do what? To create slave labor. You have the highest incarceration rate in the world, people. Shameful. Murder scenes had to be filmed in a way that would discourage imitations in real life. Brutal killings could not be in detail. Revenge in modern times was not to be justified. These are what you could not do in movies in America till 1968. The sanctity of marriage and the home had to be upheld. Pictures shall not imply that low forms of sex relationships that are accepted or common, adultery, illicit sex, or sometimes a same-sex attraction. Completely forbidden. Okay? Completely forbidden. And it's still, our laws are still there, friends. Portrayals of interracial marriage or procreation were forbidden. Scenes of passion were not to be introduced when essential to the plot. Excessive and lustful kissing was to be avoided, along with any other treatment that might stimulate the lower and baser elements of the carnal nature. I'm not kidding you. The flag of the United States was to be treated respectfully, and the people and history of other nations were to be represented fairly. The treatment of vulgarity, defined as low, disgusting, unpleasant, though not necessarily evil, subjects must be subjected or subject to the dictates of good taste. Folks, you're getting a little taste of people all the way up until the 60s that understood that the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. It was forbidden to tolerate the things that this generation has tolerated. John Wesley said this. He said, what one generation, and I want to say this in ending. He said, John Wesley, the famous field prophet back in England, said, what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. Let's correct these issues, friends, by first practicing what we preach. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. Have a good night. See ya.